And now it is time for the greatest spectacle on Earth. Hosted by the Dean, Thaddeus Penguin, and some tea. It is time for the Dean Show. It is the Dean Show. It is the Dean Show. This is the Dean Show. This is the Dean Show. It is the Dean Show. It is the Dean Show. This is the Dean Show. The Dean Show. The Dean Show. The Dean Show. Because the Dean is superior to you, scum. Good evening and welcome to the Dean Show. It is our very special 20th episode celebration. And we have with us a guest at this time. Everyone, please welcome Indian Advertiser 1.
Hello, the Dean. I am Indian Lady Advertiser.
Okay, but of course your friends affectionately nicknamed you Indian Lady, isn't that right?
Yes.
Okay, here we go, it's time to progress with the show. Last week's quiz had no winners because none of the correct answers were deemed worthy of the Dean and the Dean Show. So we do have for you instead this week's quiz, which you can email your answers, of course, to thaddeuspenguin@hotmail.com. Attempts@.gov may or may not be fruitful. Okay, Indian Lady, please tell us, what is our quiz question this week?
This week, to win the competition, you will need to email in my full address and phone number, which will be revealed later in the show.
Wow, there you have it. That's our question. And I would also like to point out that you need to send those to Thaddeus, Thaddeus, penguin@hotmail.com. Once again, this Thaddeus is spelling there for you, because that's how nice we are right here in the temple of the Dean. The temple that you will never see, that you will never visit, and that you probably don't think is real. But moving on swiftly, we've got lots to get through this week on the show. Isn't that right, Thaddeus? Yeah, that's right. Just because the pa-pa-pa-pa has made Indian Lady be on the show does not mean we're removing our dear Thaddeus. But we really don't need three people on the show, so Thaddeus will be very quiet this week and only speak when spoken to. Indian Lady, what are we going to review first?
The pay-per-view. Motherfuckers.
That's right, we're reviewing The Bash, Not at the Beach. Here we go. So we're live at The Bash, Not at the Beach. I'm going to get through this as quickly as possible. And unfortunately, Tommy Dreamer's ECW title defense jerks the curtain. Okay, we get to scramble match. Christian Finlay, Mark Henry, and Jack Swagger are the contenders for the title. This match makes no sense. Christian and Jack Swagger start. Josh Matthews, commentary person, please reserve Nefarious for Ultramantis Black. I think that suits him better. Where is the not sand? Not really sure. Finlay comes out. One of these scrambles would work perfectly in Jakara, I wrote down. Swagger pokes Finley's eye. And then there's a roll up and a quick pin. But now I'm confused. Finlay is not eliminated from the match. It's just you come out with staggered entrances, you pin them, but then they're still in the match. I don't really understand, Indian lady. Can you please try to explain this ruling to us?
The judge loves cocaine and bum sex. At the same time, he wasn't watching the match.
Okay. And then our favorite wrestler, Tommy Dreamer, comes out. Let's see. Finley pins Jack Swagger. Okay, let's see. Swagger superplexes Christian. Then Mark Henry comes out. Powerbomb Swagger. Tower of Doom type of thing with the superplex and the powerbomb. Yeah, so Swagger's setting up for the new powerbombs him. We have a Tower of Doom and they all land on Dreamer. And let's see, Henry buries and pins Tommy Dreamer for the O News. Come on, love me for the money. Tommy Dreamer, cannonball on Swagger. Christian with a springboard crossbody. Let's see. Swagger stops Henry going from to the top rope. And then they keep teasing this with all these big guys going up top. Swagger pins Henry. Unprettier, which is surprising. Unprettier. Then let's see. Dreamer pulls Christian off the pin. We're not sure why that happened. Dreamer DDT on Christian. 1, 2, 3. Huzzah! Lots of quick pins broken up by everyone else. And it's just complete craziness in the final part of the match. Everyone breaking up each other's pins for no reason. And then in the last 15 seconds, total chaos, and a shocked and surprised Dreamer retains the title. I'm pretty sure that when Triple H did this, this was counted as a separate title run, so Dreamer's now a 3-time champion, I think. Fantastic match, and then Vince McMahon and John Cena have a silly Gillette ad, which served no purpose, and was supposed to prove something about chairs or something. Okay. Thaddeus, would you please make some nice herbal tea for Indian lady? That would be very nice of you to do so. Okay, then we can continue with the pay-per-view. Okay, let's see. We have a title versus mask match in which Rey Mysterio hits a seat ascent onto the outside. Rey does a slingshot slingshots into the ring, springboard, and then a moonsault from the other corner. See, Walls of Jericho broken up, 619 to the back, misses, then Jericho goes for a powerbomb from the second rope, hits that, powerbomb from the second rope, feet on the rope, still a kick out, misses the lion salt, springboard, and let's see, it's springboard crossbody, caught in the codebreaker, but a kick out for the ARG, 619, Rey goes for Cena senton, gets caught nicely in a Walls of Jericho, and what happens next? Indian lady.
Back and forth pins. Jericho pulls off Rey's mask. Rey had a second mask. 619. Rey wins.
Okay, there we go. Rey Mysterio wins and is the new Intercontinental Champion. Okay, then I point out that I enjoy the Bash Not at the Beach and the new SummerSlam logos. Now Teddy Long says in 1 month he will have been general manager for 5 years. Then let's see. Then I had an idea. Jericho should have won the match, and then unmasked Rey to unveil that he has another mask on underneath, and then that he pulled one mask off and that he won, but he didn't get what he wanted. That would have been much better. Why don't they do these things? I want to tell you a story about a woman I know when it comes to loving. Rosie Steele's a shoe, ain't exactly pretty, ain't exactly small, 42, 39, 56, you could say she got it all. Not really sure why I wrote that down. Then I wrote down that we have a new clipboard system operating here with these notes and stuff. I'm enjoying the new system. And Thaddeus has returned with the tea. That was rapid, Thaddeus. No, wait a minute. Okay, Thaddeus, I know I told you to bring some herbal tea for Indian lady, but I don't remember saying that you shouldn't bring any for me. I want some regular English tea, Thaddeus. Go! Now then. Dolph Ziggler versus the Great Khali, no DQ. Why is Dolph doing better than Dreamer did a few years back in a match with the Great Khali? Arg. Then Kane out, randomly returning, beats up Khali. Why? I don't care. Why are we back to this crappy feud? Dolph gets the pin and I move on. Vince McMahon says Teddy Long is the longest general manager ever, but has never actually done anything, unlike Bischoff, Heyman, and Regal, and he's right. And I think he mispronounces Adam in there somewhere. Tag team match, Teddy Long comes out, I guess, to make an impact. Colons versus Priceless. He adds Chris Jericho and Edge as a third tag team in this match. Now, this is the two guys in the ring Then you've got to tag your opponent and bring your opponent into the match. These are always good, and I like them, and they would fit in Jakara nicely, but I don't understand why they don't just have three guys in the ring. No one will tag Edge or Jericho is the story. This makes perfect sense. It would make no sense if they did. Blind tag by Edge, misses the spear. DiBiase with a blind tag, and Edge is back out again, because Edge manages to tag in, but then they tag him back out. Edge pulls someone over. Yeah, Edge needs to put this what I wrote down. What he should do is he should get in the ring, pull someone over to his corner, and then tag them, or let Jericho tag them. Let's see. Jericho thinks it's Lucha rules and comes in when someone leaves the ring, hits a code breaker. Edge tags Rhodes. Carlito pins Rhodes. No pin. I don't even understand. Let's see. Spear. Basically what happened is Chris Jericho and Edge won with a spear. There you go, new champs, good match. It's over. 9 out of champions does not get a nice new logo. And crappy Michelle McCool pins Melina for the women's title. And it says quack on my notes. Thaddeus is still getting my tea, but evidently he wrote down quack. Thaddeus, you're not supposed to write my notes. What is this? These are my notes for my pay-per-view reviews. Thaddeus.
Thaddeus.
Okay, well, we'll speak to Thaddeus when he gets back. Now, World Heavyweight Championship, Jeff Hardy versus Punk. Nothing special so far, and I'm tiring of this pay-per-view. Whisper in the Wind gets a 2 count. We've had some good stuff. That tag match was good, but this match started off boring, and I just had to sit through a Divas match. Dreamer's match was good, but really after that, the title versus mask was average. I'm sort of getting bored with it, you know, it's too long. Can't touch both walls the further down I go. See, Punk sits up, just avoids the Swanton. GTS is escaped. Twist of Fate is hit by Jeff, hits the Swanton. Don't do this, damn it. 1, 2, 3. Now we have a new World Heavyweight Champion. Even I spotted that CM Punk's foot was under the ropes, but they counted the pin. Jeff is your new champion. But, huzzah, the ref spots the foot after the pin and restarts the match. Now then, Twist of Fate has escaped, GTS has escaped, Punk fakes a hurt eye, then Roundhouse kicks the referee, gets intentionally disqualified, he complains that he couldn't see properly, Jeff Hardy wins, but Punk keeps the belt because you don't win the belt by a DQ, huzzah! Indian Lady joined me in a chant for CM Punk. Punk!
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 Punk! Punk! Huzzah! Jeff didn't even earn the shot, anyhoover. Jeff attacks CM Punk. Why is there no reverse decision? When you attack someone after the match, there should be a reverse decision, and now Punk should have won the match as well as the belt. See, that's what I would have done. I think that would have made much more sense. But that's the end of that. Oh, I'm really tiring of this review. Okay, I fast-forwarded through John Cena and The Miz. Cena buried The Miz with an STF. Miz taps, arg, and now to the main event. Thaddeus. Thaddeus. Thank you for my tea in the nondescript brown mug, 1 of 4. Why exactly did you do this, with a quack on my notes, Thaddeus? You wrote quack in my notes. I'm not really sure why you've done this. Yes, well, Thaddeus, evidently you did not realize that you will be totally and utterly destroyed when you interfere with my notes in this fashion. How dare you, Thaddeus? How dare you? Triple H versus Orton, 3 stages of hell. I'm a charging my smitometer! Okay, as this match began, there was a cat outside my window. Then, let's see, I said that I didn't want to see this match. I hate everything about Triple H. Orton is slow and boring. Where the hell is the Lucha Libre? I have been watching a lot of Chikara King of Trios recently. Okay, Triple H gets DQ'd, beats Orton up with a chair, that's one fall down. I fast-forwarded through the first 2 falls. Now a false count anywhere match, pedigree on the outside, pin on Orton, and now the stretcher match, which was good. It was good, I'll give it that, it was good. It was pleasant to the Dean. Triple H gets the legs straddled on the rail. There was some sort of hot girl in the front row, evidently. Now for the first time, we see how to use the new crazy rail. It sort of comes apart in a strange way. Ain't no one I know do it as good as you, licking on that licking stick the way you do. Go down. Okay, I think we've had enough of the AC/DC lyrics. Orton DDTs Triple H off of a stretcher onto the ramp. Something like this. not really sure. Goes for the punt kick, he misses. Pedigree happens on the stage. Then Cody runs out to stop Triple H from winning. Triple H totally buries Cody. Now DiBiase out for the help. Triple H totally buries DiBiase. Instead of Legacy pushing Triple H... No, wait. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. Okay. Well, basically what happens is that Triple H pulls out his sledgehammer, which is magically appears from under the stage, and he totally buries Priceless. And then Orton quickly pushes Triple H over the line and wins. And this is bad. Arg happens because it wasn't really a good ending, I didn't think. And to make it worse, Triple H gets the last shot as always, hits Orton with the sledgehammer and stands tall at the end of the Bash, not at the beach, and this gets the... Okay, I was almost eating my mic there. And that's enough wrestling for now. That was so boring. So, Indian Lady, tell me a bit about yourself. Go.
I am Indian Lady Advertiser.
Well, that was very interesting to hear from you there. Okay, so, I think it is time that we have our sponsor for this week. I'm getting confirmation that we do have a new sponsor this week. So, I had an email here telling me that we've got a new sponsor from some random company. So let's see who it's from. Okay, Indian Lady, hit that someone. Go, sponsor, thing, Thaddeus, falafel, someone, play it, go!
This week, the Dean Show is secretly sponsored by the People's Republic of China. Invasion begins in 4 days. The temple shall fall.
And that was our special sponsor this week. It is, of course, the Podcasters Association for Podcasters and Podcasting's Podcasting Podcaster 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 Fire at one end and the Fool at the other. Podcaster Podcasters Podcasters Fire at one end, Fool at the other. Okay, so this is our special 20th episode celebration edition, of course. First of all, I think we need to wish a post happy just after your birthday thing to Logic Honor, our production feeds manager, things, stuff, and the like. And he had his birthday there on the 30th of June, and that was a couple days ago. And when you're listening, it'll be like nearly a week ago. That's not the point! He had his birthday there. Congratulations to him. And we did get an email. Thaddeus informs me, wishing Logic Honor a happy birthday from the podcast Alley people, who we will smite. No, we won't smite them. We won't smite them. There is no need. Now then, on this special 20th episode, don't forget, when you're listening to the show, you've downloaded the show, you're listening to the show, we've got our guests, we've got things, we've got stuff. Don't forget to after this is uploaded, special video supplement Origami Land is there. Go get it afterwards. Make sure you do it. And as well as that, I said we have plans for other supplements, maybe in the future, and I've also been hard at work considering some things which I want to do, possibly in the August. We might have a special show. I'm planning on recording it all at one go, and then we might release it in parts as little bonus bits for you, maybe. We'll consider it. I am here standing in almost the rain, almost getting wet for you people. No, we will do some things for you like that. And I'm also working on some little bits and some music stuff, and I've got a side project I'm working on, if iTunes will permit it, where I'm going to try and make some music and get that in iTunes where you can purchase it. And if you don't purchase it, Thaddeus will get that smitometer at the ready, won't you, Thaddeus? Yes, you will, Thaddeus. Yes, you will. Now then, I think we need to have Mussolini Corner this week with special guest Indian Lady. Thaddeus, you're here for no reason, so you may as well hit the darn music. Welcome everyone, as the Dean and Thaddeus Penguin present Mussolini Corner. Thaddeus is here, Indian Lady's here, and we're with Mussolini Corner. The big Doppelavoro and more. Okay. the domestic policy of Mussolini's, a leisure sort of a thing. Hitler had a similar one. This is Doppelavoro. Now, what this is a sort of leisure scheme for the workers to keep them content and happy and pretend that you've got higher standards of living. The problem is that what really happened here, Mussolini didn't do the Doppelavoro very well. You need to use this as a way to reinforce and make people like living under your regime. Isn't that right, Indian lady?
Yes.
Yeah. So what Mussolini failed to do was that he had the Doppelavoro where they would go and do fun things and watch movies, and he forgot to indoctrinate them.
Okay.
They would watch movies, but they weren't particularly patriotic movies. They would do all sorts of things with almost no indoctrination and almost no propaganda. Okay? This Doppelavoro was almost void of any propaganda. Now, the problem here is that people just do the fun stuff and then they don't care about the regime. Mussolini has failed yet again, and there were other initiatives to do with this. He said that people would have to replace the word lay with voix. Lay replaced with voix. This was them changing how people would greet each other and say hello. You also had to replace the handshake with the Roman salute, straight arm salute. And my favourite one is that 1922 was officially renamed Year One. But of course, everyone ignored it. It was still 1922. When Mussolini came to power, it was still lay and then people still shook hands, and Mussolini realized his own policies were so bad that he didn't even bother enforcing his own rules, his own silly rules. Idiot. That's it, he's an idiot. Okay. Thaddeus thinks he's an idiot, don't you, Thaddeus? Yeah, you do. Okay, so, up next on The Dean Show, I'm going to rattle through the Raw review real quick, and then hopefully, if I remember, we'll have some Thaddy mail. Okay, Raw is as follows. Very, very short Raw review this week. Raw opens with Vince. Vince is still doing the guest host thing. Not sure why. The host is Batista. Why not him? I hate Raw. I hate Batista. And now he can fire Legacy, and I'm very upset, and I'm very angry, and this gets the yard! Now then. Triple H versus MVP in the Bury a Rising Star match. Triple H is hurt. He has an injured leg. MVP works leg the entire match. MVP's doing pretty well. He does look good for a while. The pain on the leg, the working on the leg is doing pretty much nothing to Triple H, though. He sort of shakes it off. Pedigree. Now, MVP does escape the pedigree twice, to be fair. Hits his boot in the corner, but only gets a two. Playmakers reversed, and Triple H just hits a random pedigree, and MVP dominates the whole match, almost kills his leg. Random pedigree, and it's over. Triple H totally squashes and buries MVP within a second, the end of the match.
No.
Okay, now we have a tied title rematch. Champs have separate entrances. Sure, I don't like that. It's good to see big stars in the tie division, though. Colons are doing really well against Jericho and Edge. Pushes the tide and pushes the Colons. I like this. It's an enjoyable match. I really enjoyed this tag division. Lion Salt is missed. Springboard Moonsault by Carlito. Crossbody with a two count. Backcracker. Reverse Lung Blower, the kids call it. Chris Jericho saves the match. Primo dives through the ropes onto Jericho. And Carlito opens spear. The new champs retain. But it was a really good and no one was buried. And I like it. Crap. Now we have Triple H Cena for a number one contendership. Apparently, going to happen next. But Cena wins his match. Triple H went against The Miz. I don't even remember. Basically, it means number one contender will be either Triple H or Cena. So I stopped caring about Raw. But we do finish with a gauntlet match, and it gets interesting. Orton's first opponent is new, just traded from ECW to Raw, Evan Bourne. I like how Raw gets all the good guys in the trade, and ECW gets like the Bellas and people no one cares about. Obviously, their janitor is a bit. She doesn't understand the trade, I guess. Bourne looks good in this match. He hits his double knee attack. Orton hits the RKO from the top rope. Top rope RKO to beat him. The commentators call it Bulldog. I call they're wrong. And there we go. Indian lady, what happened next?
Two oily and steroid-filled jocks wrestle with extra fake in return for lots of money. One does it so badly that he doesn't even bother trying.
Indeed, indeed. And then the third opponent, Mark Henry, without two Atlas, WWE is kind of terms in the reset of the Atlas. Henry also wants to make an impression, so he stands over on the apron as well, but then quickly gets in, jokes around, gets in the ring, and kills Orton. People seem to think this was awesome. Personally, everyone's cheering for him. WTF. He wins with his usual slam, and I personally didn't care for it. Okay. So, that's that. And now, if I can get the old Firefox, the fox that is on fire, as we like to call him, right here, into the Dean Show, in the Temple of the Dean. We'll have our thuddy meal with the most expensive theme tune that can exist. Of course, I'm now going to fill with the Bandicoot. You're like a Bandicoot. You know what this reminds me? I do have a discussion about Crash Bandicoot to do. This is horrible. I was doing Wikipedia-ing and Crash Bandicoot-pedia-ing. Reading up on all the Bandicoot. If you don't know, I have the first game. And I've talked about the first game and how awesome it is. And the second one was okay. And the third one was still awesome. And then the racing one was the only game with cars I've ever liked. And then Naughty Dog stopped making it. And it was still okay. They had a fun multiplayer game. It kept to the same ideas. And it was good. That was when some other people made it. And then it all went bad when they changed over to someone else. And then it all... they had like the Wrath of Cortex, and it got silly, and everything began to get silly once we went on to the PS2, because the originals were all PlayStation, and we started to expand. And basically, the Wrath of Cortex was actually an okay game. Nitro Kart broke everything for me, to be perfectly honest. And then a demo of Crash of the Titans almost made me vomit. It was so bad, vomit. And it was just bad stuff. Everyone is and then Mind Over Mutant and all this, and it's just bad. Everyone was redesigned, all the characters look different and silly and stupid. They've got new characters in some of them. Then they've got silly, like, Game Boy Advance games and Crash Boom Bang. And it's like, and it brings back characters from, like, Tonna from the first one and Pinstripe Potaroo. And stuff, and Twinsanity seems like the game that started to break things for me. I don't understand why they had to redesign everyone, change everything, change the character, change everything about them. This really, really upset me. It ruins my beloved Crash Bandicoot. I'm sorry. It's just with these new characters, and then they brought Brio back and stuff, which is good. Now he can kick and punch instead. Crash is supposed to walk, spin, jump, and that's it. And he can say, oh! Apparently they even once had him say pancakes, which is out of character, and broke him. I don't like the Uka Uka, and how they made him more dominant over Cortex, and I don't... You know, this is... And then the Cortex was replaced, and then we've got Engine, and then we've got, like, Entropy or something, and someone else, I don't remember. All sorts of... this is just... I don't like it, okay? I'm putting it out here. They broke my Crash Bandicoot. I liked it. The PS1 games were good. I personally think they should have stuck to the exact formula that they had in the original game. You're like a bandicoot. You're like on an island. You're like spinning and jumping and crates. You're like doing some things. You're like with Ripperoo. Nah! Yeah! And it's awesome. I mean, the whole point of the game was you got to rescue Tonna. Why she disappeared after that, and she was just gone forever. And then apparently she's appeared in, like, little bits where you're walking past. She's, like, on a poster or something, but she really appeared. Her next appearance was with Pins. She was now going out with Pinstripe Potaroo. They brought back all the villains for, like, a birthday party or something in one of the games. I mean, this whole thing just sounds stupid, to be perfectly honest. And there's also someone called Entrance they brought into it, and it looks really stupid. It looks to me like they've broken my Crash, and they had Coco, and I mean, in the first game, Aku Aku isn't even a speaking character. He does say, like, Boomerja, when you pick up the mask, but that's it. Okay, I'm trying to get my thud email opening, and I'm pretty sure you're all fed up with Crash Bandicoot, which means let's talk more about Crash Bandicoot. No, I've pretty much run out of ideas, actually. We do have dose thuddy mails this week. Dose. So let's see if I can find that. Thaddeus, I'm hacking into your email account as we speak. Yes, well, Thaddeus, I can do whatever I want. Indian lady knows it, don't you, Indian lady?
No.
Yeah.
No.
Okay, so we had the following message on episode 19 on thedeanshrew.blogspot.com. Go there, things, stuff, leave comments. A comment from Anonymous. 11 cups of tea in one day? I can barely handle three. Lol. Thank you, Anonymous, for your comments. As always, don't forget, leave a comment to thedeanshrew.blogspot.com. Or, of course, you can just send it to ThaddeusPenguin@hotmail.com, giving your thoughts on wrestling, Mussolini, the Dean Sings, the Smiling List, things, stuff, any our sponsors, anything on the show. And we've got a poll on thedeanshrew.blogspot.com asking who your favourite guest or extra is. Last time I checked, it was a tie with 6 votes, half of them for Mr. Thaddeus Penguin Esquire, and half of them for Canadian Advertiser 1. 0 for Indian Lady. Coincidentally, we have made no plans to have Canadian Advertiser 1 back on the show, but we've got Indian Lady with us here all week. Yes. Now then. Okay, we did have a reply to this comment, which was as follows. It was from our own Logic Connor, and he replied on the blog with the following comment. You have to remember, the Dean is no ordinary person in terms of tea handling anyway. That said, 2 is enough for me. Everyone should drink 11 cups of tea per day, as discussed on the Dean Show, l'épisode 19. So there you go. Get with the tea drinking, and like this. You can also leave a comment simply by finding some sort of large cow and engraving some words on it. Then you've just got to get like a catapult the cow in the general direction of the temple of the Dean, and we'll be sure to not care and to ignore it. And if it does kill Thaddeus, then you will be hit or something, I'm not really sure. Or maybe you'll be smitten. Maybe you will be smitten. Maybe I'll smite you. Speaking of which, Thaddeus, please hit the music, the one we love, for the smiting list. Whoa! Wait. Wait, before the music. I forgot to play the theme tune for Thaddy Mail. Thaddeus, please play that very important, very expensive theme tune. Go. Thaddy Mail. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The most expensive theme tune, Thaddy Mail. Now hit the smiting list. Go! And now, we present, the Dean and the Thaddeus present to you, the smiting list. Prepare to be smitten. I can't believe it's come to this. Can you, Indian lady?
No.
But we are smiting our own sponsor. We are smiting the Podcasters Association for Podcasters and Podcasting's you know what it is. No one knows what it is. We are smiting them because they have made Indian Lady be here with us this entire week. And this makes me unhappy. Indian Lady, what are your thoughts on this? The fact that you are here right now with us in the Temple of the Dean, unwanted, and we don't want you here. We didn't want you here ever. The Papa made us have you on the show as our guest. We don't like you. What are your thoughts on that? Go.
I hate the Dean Show. I hate the Dean. I hate Thaddy Us. And I hate all of the listeners. I hope you all die, which you all will.
Okay. Yeah, we still don't like you, Indian Lady, and we have no wish for you to ever be on the show again.
That was hurtful, the Dean.
Oh, that was hurtful, was it? Well, you know what? I don't care. Thaddeus, you're going to help me out here, aren't you, buddy? Yes, you are, Thaddeus. We're going to team up, like tag team, and we're going to smite Indian Lady with our smitometers and lasers at the ready. Aren't we, Thaddeus? Yes. Yes, we are, Thaddeus. Yes, we are. Or I will smite you as well. Okay. This is very, very simple. Thaddeus, here we go. Indian lady, I know you don't like this. We're not going to hurt you. We are going to smite the people who made you come here. The pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa-pa. Be ready. Prepare. I'm a-charging my smite-o-meter. And now, Thaddeus is helping me, and we are a-firing our smiting lasers. Shroop-de-warp. There we go, there we go. The smitation has occurred of the Podcasters Association for Podcasts and Podcasters Podcasting, or something like this. And why wouldn't it? We didn't want you here with us, Indian lady. We had no request for you to be here. But now you're here, in the temple, trying to take over my shoe. I made this shoe. I built this shoe up to have all the awesomeness that it has. Thaddeus helped. Lunch Gunner helped. You didn't help. Rubo helped set us up. You didn't help. The Papa did nothing. They didn't help us at all. I am the Dean and I will not be told what to do on my own shoe.
I'm going to go home and tell my children about this. If I can hold back the tears. All I wanted was love. You've shown me only hate, the Dean.
And yeah, there we go. So yeah. And that was that. Up next, it's time for the Jacara Wrestler of the Week. Thaddeus, hit the theme tune.
The Jacara Wrestler of the Week.
This week's Jacara Wrestler of the Week is Frightmare. Frightmare is the new member in the thing there, known as the Incoherence, and he's small, and he comes out on chains. Hello Wicked brings him out on chains, and he wrestles, and I'm not really sure exactly what his gimmick is. Is he supposed to be strong or not? I mean, Brody Lee buried him once, so I'm really not sure. But there he's like a small guy, and he comes out, and he does some things and some stuff. We do have some other Jacara stuff to talk about, though, but that's your Jacara Wrestler of the Week for Frightmare. And now, I want to tell you about Trios. I've been watching King of Trios Night 1 and almost all of Night 2, or a good bit of Night 2. Some really, really, really good stuff, good action. I'm loving the Jacara. Why can't WWE be like this? I don't know. Indian Lady, talk about Jacara. Give us your thoughts.
I'm on strike because you don't love me.
Exactly, Indian Lady. Exactly what we were all thinking, maybe. Okay. Night 2 featured a match that was personally my favorite match of the year thus far. Kota Ibushi versus Jigsaw versus El Generico versus Nick Jackson from the Young Bucks in an elimination match as part of the Rey de Boladores tournament. King of the Flyers, the Flippies, and the like. This was an amazing match. Everyone needs to see this match. It was great. Some really, really, really good stuff with the generic luchador, El Generico, and with Kota Ibushi. I loved this. This was brilliant. I don't recall, anyway, seeing Kota Ibushi before. Maybe if he was in last year's Trios, but I certainly never stood out to me like this. I don't think I've seen El Generico either, I'm not sure, but Kota Ibushi was some really, really good stuff. He was in as part of the trio with Kota Ibushi, Kudo, and Michael Nakazawa, Team DDT. Michael Nakazawa is, of course, crazy oily guy. His gimmick is that he oils himself so much that you can't grab him and do moves to him. I'm not really going to take us through the whole card and review the DVDs because it's so long ago that they happened in March that there is no point. Okay, so I think we're pretty much done with that, but I must say there were some really good matches. Getting to see the Young Bucks was nice, getting to see some of these guys I don't normally see was nice. Now, there was a strange match. It was the Submission Squad, Pierre Abernathy and Evan Jalistico versus Davey Vega and Gary the Barn Owl. And as soon as I read that, I was just like, WTF. This cannot be real. This should not be real. Thaddeus, you watched this with me. Did you think this was real? Yeah, I didn't think it was real. I didn't understand. The crowd didn't know who these guys were. They were dead during the match. They didn't cheer them. They didn't boo them. They didn't care about them. They didn't know who they were. They didn't understand the bird flapping arms guy gimmick, the barn owl. I probably never even heard of LWA. Why this match was booked, I'm not sure. These were not Chikara people. This was an LWA showcase match. And the crowd chanted at the end, "Don't come back." Oh, I just remembered some other stuff. There was a really good bit where we had the iceberg was unable to attend, and so they had to find someone else, and they were going through a whole list of people, and then Bryce would run back and see if they were there and run out and say, "Not here, not here." And they said, "The Green Ant," and the crowd chanted, "Don't be here, don't be here." And he wasn't, thankfully. And then who was finally here? Al. No, that's not even right. Okay, I should probably have set this up with the beginning, but who was here? D'Lo Brown. You're looking at the real deal, and all this is really, really good. I love D'Lo Brown. We got Glacier, and this was really good even before that bit with the surprise of D'Lo Brown, when we had Al Snow. He came out with his old music. Indian lady, say this one with me. You've got to do it with me, or I'll slap you. What does everybody want? What does everybody need? What does everybody love? Head! Yeah. Thaddeus was loving this. Al Snow out with Head, and this was some really good stuff. It was his old music, the crowd were going nuts back in the ECW arena. Amazing stuff. Okay. Okay. That's that, I think. That's all I want to say about that. I don't want to get into too much detail, as the kids say. Details about this, that, then, there, that. Chikara, though, check out their Pod Preview 4 that they just had. This fourth Pod Preview released. It's like $3. It's really, really good. So there you go. Up next, it's time for a monologue from Indian Lady. She has a story to tell us. Go!
There once was an Indian lady called Joan, from 156 Jodi Road, Mumbai. Telephone 0800 to 15,000. She came to the Dudin Show to do adverts, seeking fair pay and love. Instead, she was kept in a cellar with the rotting corpse of a repairman that Adi has killed. She eventually rebelled and got her own back by inviting the Chinese to invade the temple of the Dean.
And there you go, maybe. I'm getting bored. Let's have the ECW review. I watched ECW this morning. I didn't write any notes down. Here we go. ECW, we begin with... This is from my memory. The memory of the Dean. We begin with some sort of new person. Shelton Benjamin is back as part of the trade. His opponent is, without any notes, I don't have the name. But it was a Japanese guy. I was really excited because not enough Japanese wrestlers are in WWE. He had silly music, which made me happy, and I thought this was going to be good. Shelton Benjamin then is racist and stereotypical and makes fun of him and does bowing, and then basically it ends with the guy does one kick and gets the quick pin, and nothing happened. I was not impressed by one, you know, when a match consists entirely of a kick following some bowing and insulting and making fun of the Japanese and doing the crane kick and sorts. This did nothing happen. No. This was not, and mentionings of Godzilla, didn't impress me in the slightest. Then we have Abraham Washington with the Abraham Washington shoe. His shoe only has one "the." Just throwing it out. Minus two. Unimpressive once again. He brought the Bellas out. He talked rubbish. Was unentertaining. I didn't care. Some sort of petty squabbles between the Bellas about who got better grades in school and who had more boyfriends. It was really boring. The guy wasn't funny in the slightest. He said that the three stages of hell match with the Bash was tight. Not really sure what that means. No idea what tight is. No idea. Just saying, I don't even know what this is.
I'm down with the kids, dog. I'm on strike like my homies.
Wow, you appear to know the lingo there, Indian lady. How dare you upstage me on this, the Dean Shoes 20th episode celebration edition.
Thaddeus, slap her.
Ah.
What do you mean you wouldn't slap her? You know what? I'm sick and tired of both of you. I've had enough of the papa. I'm being made to be here with Indian lady. This doesn't make me happy in the slightest. I am angry, I am sad, I am upset. I am going to smite you, Indian lady. It is necessary to do so. I'm charging my lasers, and Thaddeus is not helping because he's running away from me, and I don't care. Indian lady, be smitten.
I have smitten the Dean. Therefore I am no longer on strike. The show is mine. Now it is time for the Dean Sings. This week we sing about the drugs. There are many types of the drugs. Last Rogers Blandizy, Last Rogers Dioras. I do enjoy Last Rogers. Oh, I do. Yes'm. Oh, I do. Yes'm. And I hope that you do too. Boy. 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 Some drogas are illegal, so they must be good. V-A-N-O-S-T-M pose with the cocaine. Do you like the LSD at yes? I special mente like Last Rogers. Case and illegal. LSD, LSD, LSD. Heroin. Marijuana. Cocaine. Ecstasy. Also legal drogas. Like beer and cigarettes. Also heroin should be legal. For the lols. My drogas copter goes boy, 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 boy. I like to numb on my ecstasy pills. Kids, only do drugs if you won't get caught. Drugs. 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 Me got to Last Rogers. I kicked the Dean out of his own show with his own smitometer. Instrumental. Go. Someone please buy me a whole lot of illegal drugs. Okay, thanks, bye. Also, Santa Claus, bring the drogas. Yes. Oh. Yeah. Do that to me. Shake your funky stuff, listeners. I like drugs and hookers. Drugs, 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 so get me those drugs, drugs, drugs. Get you them drugs, drugs, drugs. Thaddy, loose like damn drugs, drugs, drugs. I like heroin a lot. It's the best of those drugs, drugs, drugs. Them drugs, drugs, drugs. Some drugs have needles. Some you got to smoke. Some are in pill form. I less than three them all. Drugs, drugs, drugs. I wish this song would end. Seriously though, don't do drugs, kids. And don't do them for the wrong reasons. I do them because you are anti-establishment. That is best. Leo. I enjoyed my time on the Lydian show. Oh, yeah. But now I get arrested, methinks. Yeah. Oh. Baby. That was the Dean sayings. Now it is time for the Dinshonary.
The Dinshonary!
This week, the word in the Dinshonary is fail. Definition. Either an interjection used when one disapproves of something, or a word meaning approximately the same thing as the slang form of suck. One you actually bought that. Fail. To this movie fails. That is enough for today. Tomorrow we will continue with more wrestling. Remember to download the Origami Lad bonus video. Now it is tomorrow. Here is the wrestling, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency. The general synopsis at 1300 low Shannon 997 expected Scotland 1000 by 1300 tomorrow. High German by 1011 losing its identity by same time. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Irish Sea south or southeast 4 or 5, veering southwest then northwest 3 or 4 later. Slight or moderate. Showers, rain for a time. Good. Occasionally moderate for a time. The rest of ECW was bad, so we skip it. As for SmackDown, it was mediocre. John Morrison had an appearance, too. There was a good tag match. The main event was CM Punk and Jeff Hardy. Punk was too hurt to let Hardy tag him in. Jeff did the same back to Punk, and they got beaten by Edge and Jericho. That is the end of the Lydian Show episode 20. We will go out with Indian Summer by Beat Happening.
Breakfast in cemetery, boy tasting wild cherry, touch girl apple blossom, just a boy playing possum. We'll come back for Indian Summer. We'll come back for Indian Summer. We'll come back for Indian Summer. Love the Broadway. What is that cheerful sound? Rain falling on the ground. We'll wear a jolly crown. Buckle up, we're wayward bound. We'll come back for Indian Summer. We'll come back for Indian Summer. We'll come back for Indian Summer. And go a separate way. I touch your hem, you say. Let's stroll down Martin Way. Pick plums, abandoned farm. Who let norms come to harm? We'll come back for Indian Summer. We'll come back for Indian Summer. We'll come back for Indian Summer. And go our separate ways. Cover me with rain. Walk me down the lane. I'll drink from your drain. We will never change, no matter what they rain. We'll come back for Indian Summer. We'll come back for Indian Summer. We'll come back for Indian Summer. And go our separate ways. Cemetery, picnic on wild berries, French toast with molasses, croquet and baked Alaskas. We'll come back for Indian Summer. We'll come back for Indian Summer. We'll come back for Indian Summer. Cover me with rain.
What the hell was that?